The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Treatment delays may be less important than family support. The COVID-19 pandemic led to delays in treatment with Spinraza or nusinersen for many children with spinal muscular atrophy. However, these delays seem to have a lower impact on children's functional skills when compared with family support, according to a small study in Italy. The study, Effect of the COVID-19 Pandemic on Children with SMA Receiving Nusinersen, What is Missed and What is Gained, was published in Frontiers in Neurology. Spinraza, marketed by Biogen, is the first disease-modifying treatment widely approved to treat SMA. In Italy, the medication first became available in October 2017. Spinraza is administered by an intrathecal injection or an injection directly into the spinal canal and given every 4 months as a maintenance therapy. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused widespread disruptions in medical care. Now, a team of Italian researchers reported clinical data on 25 children with SMA, median age 8 years, range 2 to 15. Who were being treated with Spinraza when the pandemic hit. The team conducted interviews with some of the children and their parents to understand its effects. About a third of the 25 children, 8, experienced a delay in planned Spinraza infusions due to a pandemic-induced lockdown. Delays ranged from 26 to 91 days, with a median of 58 days, or about 2 months. The team noted there was no clear association between these treatment delays and changes in functional scores. Although a detailed statistical analysis was not possible due to the small sample size, no correlation between a delayed treatment and changes of functional scores emerged over the short period evaluations, approximately 2 months after the end of the first lockdown, and the immediately following months, the researchers wrote. Of the children assessed, 3 experienced marked declines in functional ability in the first several months of the pandemic. 1 had scoliosis that worsened shortly before the pandemic hit, and another had a generally severe disease course. The 3rd patient was not compliant with the recommended care due to a poor social context, the researchers wrote. The team also noted that 2 patients experienced substantial improvements in function compared with scores before the lockdown. These improvements were due to great family support, they wrote. Children who had both parents caring for them and helping each other during the lockdown showed the best improvement in motor function, while in the presence of social issues, above all in single-parent families, children suffered a lack of home institutional help, the team wrote. Concerning the interviews, 5 of the 25 patients did not perceive a change in their child's muscle strength, 12 reported a worsening, and 8 felt an improvement. Regarding their child's breathing function, 80% of the parents did not perceive a change, and 88% did not perceive a change in swallowing abilities. Most parents interviewed believe that the worsening seen was mainly due to the suspension of outpatient physiotherapy, 10 out of 25 or 40%, or to the delay in nusinersen infusion, 6 out of 25 or 24%, the researchers wrote. Among the 13 children interviewed, 10, or 77%, did not perceive a change in their muscle strength, 2, or 15%, felt a worsening, and 1, 8%, reported a great improvement. Most children did not perceive a change in swallowing or breathing function. According to the questionnaires, what children missed more during the lockdown was going to school and seeing their friends or taking lessons. Overall, the researchers suggested that, quote, the great worsening in functional scores was seen in both the short and long-term evaluations and cannot be attributed to the delay in infusions, but due to a difficult family situation of the patients, they wrote.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. In Alyssa Silva's recent article, Cherishing Togetherness During the Holidays, she shares what she's looking forward to this holiday season. Here's her article. Every year at Christmas time, my family carries out one of my favorite traditions. We all gather in the living room, my parents, brother, his wife and kids, and me, and watch the classic claymation movie, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. To complete our viewing experience, my mom bakes enough chocolate chip cookies to ensure we all get seconds. This tradition dates back more than 40 years to when my parents started dating. They've now successfully passed it down to 2 generations, and it's still going strong. As you may gather, my family and I are big on traditions. Holidays, birthdays, and even vacations always involve certain customs. It's our requirement that we go to Epcot on the first night of every Disney World trip. But throughout the Christmas season, the Silva traditions are amplified tenfold. Putting up Christmas lights that rival Clark Griswold's display, attending Christmas Eve Mass, and watching the claymation classics are a few examples of the merriment this time of year brings. If you know me, you know all about the fun and festive energy of the holidays. I love the memories that are made as a result. Whether I hold them in my heart or hang them as homemade ornaments on our tree, I always look forward to creating and reliving these moments. But beyond the hustle and bustle and the special memories, what I love most about my family's traditions is that they bring us closer together. My tight-knit family has always valued togetherness. Whether we're eating, vacationing, or watching a show, finding time to be together is a priority. It's something that SMA has taught us to cherish deeply, and the message rings even truer during the holiday season. After all, I've swapped holidays with family for holidays in intensive care unit with doctors and nurses, and unappetizing hospital food, I might add, in years past. Missing out on important moments and traditions taught me to value time with family even more. While the old adage reminds us that tomorrow isn't guaranteed, living with SMA drives this message home. Although I don't particularly love the morbid connotation, it's a powerful reminder to never take the joy of spending time with family for granted. We've faced many problems over the years, but they've only solidified the importance of togetherness, which is the real gift of the Christmas season. Life is short and precious, and living with SMA means this is constantly whispered in the back of my mind. So when I'm with family and everyone's healthy, nothing else matters. I'm grateful for Christmas traditions where we sing along with the Island of Misfit Toys and eat chocolate chip cookies that somehow always taste better when we're watching Rudolph. I'm grateful for the memories we hold close to our hearts. But most of all, I'm grateful for the togetherness my family traditions cultivate. Thanks for sharing, Alyssa. What a great holiday sentiment. I hope everyone is having a wonderful holiday season, and I'd love to hear about your traditions. Head on over to the SMA forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to let me know. Have a wonderful holiday, everyone. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.